SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. strikes back, retaliating for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed groups against American bases and personnel in the Middle East.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says President Biden directed what Austin described as precision self-defense strikes in response to at least 19 drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in Iraq and Syria since October 17th. A senior U.S. military official says two U.S. F-16 fighter jets struck weapons and ammunition storage areas at two locations in eastern Syria, Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
The Pentagon says 21 service members received injuries in the attacks over the past 10 days, and a contractor suffered a cardiac arrest and died. Jennifer King, Washington.
Laying the foundation for a full-scale ground offensive, it could come at any time. Israel's military overnight launched a second incursion into Gaza, striking Hamas targets. Also at SRNNews.com, public schools in Lewiston, Maine, closed for a second day as authorities continue the search for Robert Card, the suspect in a pair of deadly mass shootings.
The superintendent of Lewiston Public Schools says students and staff have been directly impacted by the shootings at a bar and a bowling alley that killed at least 18 people and injured 13. And he describes Wednesday's shootings as unimaginable.
Correspondent Donna Warder says that people across the region are staying in their homes behind locked doors, and some businesses are closed as well while the search for Card goes on. For a time, authorities thought he might be holed up in a house in Bowdoin, but later found that he wasn't there. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures down 62 points. NASDAQ futures up 96. S&P futures 10 points higher. This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit.
But this one is different. A young woman from Rhode Island is suing the doctors who gave her puberty-blocking hormones during her teen years so she could live as a boy. The Daily Wire quotes Isabel Ayala, who's now 20, as saying the doctors lied about the impact those drugs would have on her. She eventually quit the hormones cold turkey and abandoned the transgender lifestyle, but still lives with the physical and mental side effects of the treatment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The total number of abortions in the U.S. rose slightly in the 12 months after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. However, the abortion numbers fell to nearly zero in states with bans on the procedure, while the numbers surged in states that have removed restrictions. The states with big increases include Illinois, California, and New Mexico, where the government is controlled by Democrats. Meanwhile, pro-life measures in numerous states have triggered lawsuits, some of which have put those statutes on hold. This is SRN News. New poll finds many Americans say their household expenses are outpacing their earnings.
About 2 in 3 Americans say their expenses have gone up, but only about 1 in 4 say their income has increased over the same period last year, and only a third are confident their current situation will allow them to keep up with expenses. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About 8 in 10 Americans say their overall debt is about the same or higher than it was a year ago. About half say they currently have credit card debt. 4 in 10 have auto loans, and 1 in 4 have medical debt. Only 15% say their household savings have increased. Relatively few Americans, 18%, say they have enough money for retirement. Jennifer King, Washington.
Now that there's a tentative contract with Ford, UAW members going back to work at the automaker's plants. Meantime, negotiations continue with General Motors and automaker Stellantis. More details at SRNNews.com.